We just finished Kilchas Ve'Olfis, Shmakas Sugya. We suggested last week at the Machloikis, Rashi and Rabbeinu Gershon, about what the case of the Kilchas Ve'Olfis is. It's potentially a major Machloikis between the Taz and the Issa Ve'Heter on whether or not there's Bittel by Sakanta, which is Mamish $1 million Shaila. Mamish a big Shaila about the sauces and the discussion that we had on Thursday, but the geshmak is that it might actually be the Kudus HaMachloikas between Rashi and the Rabbeinu Gershon about what the case of the Kilchas Ve'Olfis was, whether or not there would be Shayach Bittel by fish with meat. So the Gemara goes on to say, Amar Rava. Rava says, Eresh Havakashali Kodisanya. Rav had a kasha originally in his early days. It was something that bothered him. Eresh Havakashali Hadisanya Kedera Shabishab Basal Yvashabachola. The Brisa says if you have a Kedera that you cook with meat, you don't cook it with milk, right? We all know this. Keep milk and simplashics separate. Okay? Stay tuned, Rabbi Say. We have a lot to analyze on that line. We're not supposed to understand that yet. If you didn't understand that, you will understand that Amir Tashem. And we have a lot to work on, okay? But I want to finish clearly. Then Bishalba Benoisentam. And if you did, you were Mavashal, you didn't listen to the rules, you broke the rules. So then, the Isser is Benoisentam. It's how much Tom gives off. Truma. If you have Truma, everybody say, what's the din of Truma? What do you chayv if you Truma? If you're a czar that eats Truma, what do you chayv? What? Kind of. What's kind of means? What do we kill him halfway? Or we cut off his legs? What does it mean? What does it mean kind of means? Not kares. Give me another term. No? Trevor, help me out over here. You gotta know these dinim. You gotta know this. The girls are gonna ask you on this on dates. Come on. What do you chayv? What do you get if you're chayv truma? Eat truma. Come on. What? It's not kares, but it's what? No. Thank you. Nisiv v'deshamayim. Chiv truma is chiv nisiv v'deshamayim. Who's allowed to eat truma? What? Sofer's for sure not allowed to eat truma. What?
Kohen.
What about Maaser Rishon? Who does Maaser Rishon go to?
Levi.
Can Azari Maaser Rishon? What is it? Offer the Gemara and pay love and Yevamos. Come on. What's the din? So I know why you're almost sofer, because it's a machlokes tanoim. But we paskin that a czar is allowed to eat Maaser Rishon. You're allowed to eat Maaser Rishon. A Levi can invite you over to eat some Maaser Rishon at your house. But you have to give it to the Levi. Oh, so the Gemara says the Levi has to invite you. Mibishul b'noisetam. So we're dealing with kashrus. We're dealing with treif. Rabbi said, what other type of treif do we have that we discussed in a shiloh? We don't deal with so much in America truma shilohs because there's no afresh truma. But we discussed last week the shiloh with like truma challah. Chal has to go to the Kohen. Okay, we technically can't give it to the Kohen, but there's Bliyas Asuras from the Chal. That's why you might mess up your Lecha Mishnah from the Chal. Truma lo yivasha b'chulin. If you have Truma, you should not be Mavasha b'chulin. Then Bishol b'nois and tam. And if you were Mavasha and there's a little bit of Truma that fell into your Chulin pot, Rabbi said, just explain to you what's going on over here, Rabbi said, just a little background. Truma, what happens over here? I have a pile of fruits. Or I have a quiche, or I have a chves, I don't know, a vegetable dish, whatever it is. I have to be mafish trumas, right? So I take off truma, right? How much do I take off? How much do I take off? What? No, that's meiser. No, that's meiser.
160th, 150th, 140th.
Good. Depends how cheap you are. 160th, 150th, 140th. But that's to do what? That's to do what? To give it to who? For the coin. Is man am I giving it to the coin? No. So how much do I have to give off? Chita achas poiteris is sakri. One mashu is poit to the kri. Ma'aseh the minig has become that we take off for chala a kezayis. That's a minig. It's not na'akev. If a person called me up and they said I took off a mashu for chala and my yoytze, the answer is yes.
and chita achas pateres zakri. If we're not, there's no mitzvahs nesina bizman hazeh. So therefore, you just have to do a maisa afrosha and you're matir. So what happens? You're mafresh the truma, the melel, the fruits, whatever the kri, whatever item you're dealing with, whatever the challah, your lecha mishnah now becomes chulin, means comes regular food. Now you took care of what needed to take care of. You're mafresh, you separated the iser, and now you're good. Bishlama truma zokt Rava. So Rava's taking all these cases of what? Different cases of isurim. Some of them have more of a smiley face, and some of them are more a little scary. Like some of them are treif, and some people could eat, whatever, but it's all treif for non-Kohanim. Good. Bishlama truma. I understand truma, Rava's saying. Why? Toim lakayin. I understand how you could have a case of what's Rava coming after, Rava say? How do you understand the flow of this Gemara? Rava's coming off Thursday Shir. Not much of flow. Rava says, you introduced Kvela? So Rava's saying, I'm going to tell you something that I've been stuck with my whole life.
How'd you get there?
I understood, what?
How'd you get there?
How'd you get there? Exactly. I don't know where the song start. Exactly. So Zakt Rava, I understood when it comes to Truma, Toim Lakoyin. Ela Bosar V'cholov, Man Toim Le. But what, says Rava, I understand the Yisurim that have a happy face. I understand that the surim that there's a way out, that there's a ta'imla, that there's a person that could actually put the ta'ima. Al-Brabasar v'cholov, Rabbeisai. Don't even give that to your what? To your dog. Because there's an isser what? Hano, when it comes to bisser v'cholov. How do you know there's an isser hano, Rabbeisai?
Says it three times.
As it says three times in the Torah. Machleik is later on in Mechulin. What the marker is, the wheat paskin. It says three times. Echad is achilov, echad is three times in the Torah. Where are those times? Parshas Mishpatim, Parshas Re'eh, and Parshas, I went out of order. Anyone know? First, you got Mimavar Sedra. Shai Mikravecha Targum. That's where these dinim are going to come. You got to know this stuff. Kimdumani is Parshas Kisisa. You say Kisisa? Yeah, that's good. Baiter. Ela basar v'chalav man toimla. So who's going to eat the basar v'chalav? Hash the dam Rabbi Yochanan samchina akfeila darama. Once Rabbi Yochanan was mechadish to us, what? You could have goyim. There's a purpose to the goyim that they can now answer that they can taste these things in our kitchens. That these goyim can now play a role in our kitchens. Givaldig zaktarova, you were miyashiv what? Oh my kashas. This is what was bothering me. I was losing sleep when I was a young child. I never understood how you're going to take care of basar v'chalav. I understood how te'ima works. The gabe what? Truma. Now I understand how every yisr can be nice and tam. Everybody say, this is where you start. Chulin. The scene is tam. Ah, kfela. Givaldi.
It's not still for not meaning. Why is it any less than I'm giving it to a
non-Jew
than it would be to your
mom? Give me, like, I can't guarantee you I'm going to get to it before the break. But I have that in my notes. We are going to believe that's a kasher kiveg. Excellent, Moshe. Excellent. Hachanami samchina akfela rama. So therefore, we are soymech akfela rama. You need to beef up your kasher. You're obviously assuming like Tosis himself in my chav base. But yeah, exactly.
That's right. That you own the goy though. It's like it's your eve. If you didn't own him, you're not going to get enough.
So that's why I say he has to assume my place himself.
No, but you can say that.
You don't own him. Place himself. I don't want to talk about this now. Everybody say we're going to have to learn this. But place himself and says, guys, someone's got to do a weshla there. I don't want guys peeking into our shit. Places himself, but there has to be something more geschmack. You know what I'm saying? Ask Weshler how he did. You know what I'm talking about? Like, he did a whole arts and crafts thing. So, Rabbi Yisai, places himself says, "Oymachro lenachri, the Isra nevela." Who are you allowed to give it to, Rabbi Yisai? You're allowed to give it to a guy, right? So, places himself says the Gemara assumes that that must be a heter hanah by nevela. There's no Isra hanah by nevela because you're allowed to give it to a guy. So Taisim Sachem, I believe it's Daf Chav Beis. We have to see it. I mean, it's Shem in the future sugyas. Taisim Sachem says, why? What's the Hana? So Taisim Sachem says, because the guy is going to say thank you. So a guy who says thank you for food is now in Isra Hana. So Moshe was assuming like Taisim Sachem. You're right. That was the Sichsuf over here. Good. Excellent. Everyone got the flow over here. Everybody say Rav had a kash his whole life. Now we had a new chiddush based on the last sugya. After we learned the sugya of Sechachamir, Sechatzim, Yisura, Rav Yochanan introduced the Imas Kvela. Now we have a new option how to understand all these problems, even Lagavi Bosavachal. The Amar Rav, because Rav said, Amar Rabbanim B'Taim, Amar Rabbanim B'Shishim. Rav made this modern statement. Rav said, Amar Rabbanim, our rabbis tell us B'Taim. The Amar Rabbanim B'Kveila, the Amar Rabbanim B'Shishim. What does any of this mean? Zok Rashi. Amar Rabbanim B'Taim, B'Kama Mekom Shaninu B'Noi Sentan. There are many times that Chazal say that when you have an Isra of a Tarovis, when you have Machalos Asura, so what's the solution? Depends if there's Noi Sentan. V'Amar Rabbanim B'Kveila, and there are times that the rabbis say, the answer is, get a goy and let him taste it. Kedamar Rabbi Yochanan, Zok Rashi, va'amar Rabbanan b'shishim, and there are times, a third type of solution, the Perek Basad, the Masech Zavod, Ezer Pasach, and the Hilchus of B'chol Yisur, and Shabbatayra, Be'im Basach, Be'im Mishar Yisur, and b'shishim. How do you deal with this ambiguous statement of Rabbi Avrafa? Amar Rabbanan, Amar Rabbanan, Amar Rabbanan. Three types of examples, three types of solutions. Zok the Gemara, I'm going to explain it to you. Hilchus. Ah! Min b'sheino mino. Whoa, rabbis. We are getting into new territory, a new kash. Everybody said, so what I tell you? The kash is you got to ask, what's the isser? What's the heter? What's the medium? We dealt with all that. Now what's the new kash we're going to have to get to, Rabbi Isai? What's the type of? Taruvis. What's the type of mixture? Is it matzah minas mino? Is it min b'sheino mino? Are they the same type? Are they not the same type? This is the Gemara right here. Stay tuned. Everybody said we got to spend and we got to work hard on all this stuff. Don't miss shear now. Hilchos mimishenu mino de teira. If it's mimishenu mino, meaning what? Two things that don't, that are dissimilar. De teira, but there is a heter to it. Meaning what? Give me an example of mimishenu mino beheter. Truma of, let's say, echves apples that fell into what? Prunes. Right. So therefore, it's min b'she'eno mino, right? That's min b'she'eno mino, right? Is there dehetera? Yes. Dehetera, because the kohen can taste it. B'taime, so you should taste it. The sura, but if it's iser, if it's basar v'chalav, then what? What's your only option? B'kfeile, with a goy. Umim mino, but when it's what?
Same time.
It's the same type. It's apples with apples. It's orange juice with orange juice. It's chicken soup with chicken soup. Then what? Delay kalameka about time. There's no way you could have a solution through time. Inami mimbisheno mino, or if it's mimbisheno mino di isura that you can't taste it because what? You what? You can't taste it because you're a Jew, and what? Deleka kvela. There's no kvela around. Then what's the halacha? Then you have to rely on shishim. Wow, this was a loaded gemara, Rabbi said. Nebuch to those guys that are not here, Rabbi said. That is a loaded Gemara of all these different ways of answering and resolving how you get around the Taruvus. Rabbi Isai, I'd like to focus today on the fundamental question that Rav Yochanan and now Rav is utilizing to answer and to resolve his age-old kasha, is what is a kvela? Kvela we know is a guy. But Rashi says a little bit more. What does Rashi say, Rabbi Isai? V'tame kvela nachtoim oyved koychav. So Rashi doesn't say any guy. Rashi says it's a nachtoim, Rabbi Yosef. This is something that's very relevant to Inyana D'Yoyim, Rabbi Yosef. Why is a nachtoim relevant to Inyana D'Yoyim, Rabbi Yosef? What's the halacha during Aser Simei Tshuva? What do we do during Aser Simei Tshuva, Rabbi Yosef? We don't eat pasakim, we only eat pas Yisrael. That's why Nachtom of the Kachovim, even though we may eat Goyisha breads and Goyisha companies and Goyisha pretzels, like ShopRite pretzels, right? We don't do that on Aseret Yemei Teshuva. We also don't do that, everybody says this is less known, but I try to tell all my people, my shul, we don't do that on Shabbos and Yom Tov either. Try to stay away. Mishnah Berurah writes, the Sharetzi, and not to have Pasakum, Paspalter, on Shabbos and Yom Tov as well. Oh, Mashbi'inon, says Rashi, listen carefully. The mutter lismay chalov lifi tumo, lo yodiyos shetzrich and loy l'dvar iser v'heter.
So Rashi adds a caveat. Rashi says, yeah, Rabbi Yochanan was mechadish something. Rav is utilizing a big chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan to explain his age-old kasha. But there's a caveat. What's the caveat, Nathan? It's got to be what? Okay, that's true. But what does Rashi then say?
It's
got to be what's called in Allah. Everybody say, know this foul. Mesiach lefi tuma. What does it mean, Mesiach lefi tuma? So I'll give you an example of Mesiach lefi tuma. Right? Sometimes on your bechinas, you guys are talking Mesiach lefi tuma. You have no idea what I'm actually asking, and you guys are just telling me a story. Mesiach lefi tuma. So you should try not to be Mesiach lefi tuma there. But there's sometimes that Mesiach lefi tuma is helpful. Rashi says, a guy who's just yapping away, and he's just telling me a story, and I could figure out from what he's saying something that's relevant for us, then we could rely on what he's saying. That's Mesiach Levi Tuma. Now, if just think about it logically, what they say. If I ask you a question and I push you into a wall and I say to you, and I say I'm questioning you, right? Even if I'm not a cop, you know, I'm questioning you. I want information. I need these results. So what's the guy going to do, Rabbi Say?
He's
potentially, he's going to give me what he wants. So what's he going to do? What's that called?
Lying.
He's going to lie. So I can't rely on him, right? But if, no, he doesn't know that I'm actually even looking for anything. I'm only inferring this information, what? Mesiach lefitumo. Just from the story he's saying, because he doesn't shut up, and he just yaps away. And then in one of the things that he's saying, I actually get some information that's relevant to me. So in such a situation, then I could rely on his information. Even though he's a what? Even though he's a guy. Now Nathan pointed out correctly, Rashi says that's not the end of the story. Rashi says he still has to be a what? A nachti. So we have to understand that, and we have to see if all the Rishonim agree to both of those requirements of Rashi in understanding what a kveil is. But you see, Rabbi Yisai, Rashi, first of all, explained to us Rabbi Yochanan. And not only that, Rashi also just limited Rabbi Yochanan and Rava a lot within our sugya. But now we're already beginning to understand why this works. Do we really accept Goyim? Rabbi Yisai, so therefore comes along the Rashi and he sheds a little bit more light. No, it's not just any Goy. It's not just any situation. But it's under these conditions. Yeah.
What is a nachtum?
Nachtum is a baker. Yeah.
Well, Lefi Tumo is still not concrete. You're relying on something that he's saying in a story.
100%. Rav Yochanan is still a chiddush. We'll make it even worse in a second. Give me a second.
Madavka baker.
That was Nathan. That was Nathan's R.
I think he's like a chef.
I think a chef would also be good. I think what Rashi means is you need a professional. But why that is, we still haven't spoken about. But I don't think it's La Fuke a chef. Meaning it's whoever's in that area. Obviously not just the stompers. Yeah, Nathan.
You see that from this Kiddush that Yochanan holds that Tom is...
No. You're getting too lumpish. Give me a second. I know exactly where you're going.
Why don't just give it to the Kohen and see if it's his? He can tell us if it's his now.
I couldn't hear a word you said.
Why don't we give it to the Kohen and he can tell us if it's his now?
Rava said you do.
Huh?
Rava said you do. Yeah. Bela. A person tasting. Okay. Yosef's asking a different question. We're not up to there yet. Yosef wants to know a different question we're not getting to yet. How do these things ever coexist? Is it either or? How do you read the Gemara? I left it a little vague. Is it, I can rely on Phelous sometimes, I can rely on Shishim, or do I need both? Do you need them together? Hold on. I'm going to get to that. That's going to be probably the next segment. Oh, that's really connected to Yosef. Excellent. Rabbi said, these are all things that need to be clarified. Excellent questions. Good. Rabbi said, I have a big problem. Frek the Trumas Hadeshen, frek the Ra'ah, Abam Kasha and Shitas Rashi. Mesiach Lefitumo? Really? What's my problem, Rabbi said? What does the Ra'ah and the Trumas Hadeshen ask? The Gemara and Baba Kama tells us, and the Kuf Yudalad Amid Aleph, that we don't accept the Eidus of a Katan. We don't accept the Eidus of an Isha. And the Mishnah Yeh there says what? That we're accepting their edus about a honeycomb there, whatever. Something that produces honey, a nice source of income, that is going to have relevance in DNA mominous cases. So the Gemara asks, we don't rely on that. Anyone have a Baba Kama here? Well, I'll see it outside. So the Gemara says, so how could you understand this? So the Gemara says, no, it was Mesiach Lifi Tumah. It wasn't classic Edus. You're right, we don't accept them in a situation of testimony. However, Zok the Gemara, that it was a situation of Mesiach Lifi Tumah. Rek the Gemara, Akasha and Kuf Yudaladim, and Bez commenting on the Mishnah and Kuf Yudaladim and Aleph. Yishev katav in edus in the amar of Yudah amar Shmuel alchem ayskinen go dry bal. Yishev katav mesichin lefi tumon. They were telling the story. Mikan yotze nachal zeh. This was where it was situated. That's relevant, important. Amar of Ashi ain mesichin lefi tumu kasher alei this yishev avad amar Rabbi the Rav Ashi. Bahari nochus shal dvarim mesichin lefi tumu. Shani nochus shal dvarim de kinyan derabbanon. What did the Gemara just say? No, the only time Mesiach Lefi Tumah works, Rabbi Isai, is if you're talking about something that's relevant, only a Kinyan Derabbanan, it's only relevant a Lev Deraisa. So frankly, Barakash, really, Lev Deraisa, Lova, Amar, Rav Yudah, Amar, Shmuel, Maisa, Ba'odam, Echad, Shai Mesiach Lefi Tumah, Amar, Zechernik, Shani, Tinuk, Merkavani, Al-Ksefo, Shal Abba, I remember when I was a young boy, and I was on the shoulders of my father, but Tzien, Mibes, HaSefer, and he took me out of the school. If Shituni has Sonosavit Biluni Lecho Betrumala Erev, and he took me into the mikvah, and we were able to eat Truma that night, obviously he was a Kayin, yeah? Rachini Masaimba, Hochi Bechaver Bedilimimenu, Vayikoranosi Yoichanan Oichel Chalos, Belarere Belakuhuna Al Piv. So I said, what's the Gemara's Kasha? If I could eat Truma, then it's what? Then it's Daraisa, excellent. And for the Gemara, Betruma Durabonon. Let's talk about Truma Bezanazet. Truma Zanazeh is only Derabonan. Why is Truma Zanazeh Derabonan? Why? What? What does it do with the Beis HaMikdash?
That's where the
list,
and then there was like the whole list was lost.
What does it do with the Beis
HaMikdash?
I don't need Beis
HaMikdash
for Truma.
It wasn't
the
list.
There
was a list
of Kohanim. Like no, Truma could exist without Kohanim. I have to be Mafish Truma without Kohanim, Rabbi Say. Why is Truma Derabonan? Okay, do your homework, Rabbi Say. Figure out why Truma is Derabonan. I want to know what Truma's Maisa Derabonan. $1 million Shaila in Eretz Yisrael right now. We have to be Machmer and Shaila's of Truma Deraiser Derabonan. Good, bite them. Truma Derabonan. You got to think about these castles, Rabbi, when you see these concepts. What's the din? What's why? Who says Derabonan? When's the Derabonan? Why? Where is Derabonan? Bite them. But not for sure now, Rabbi said, when we learn Gittin in Eretz Yisrael. Ba'akata Deraiser lo, ba'ok, yosa, ravdimir, amr, abchino, kardriva, amr, lerabba, kardriva, mashtoi, maisa, bol, ofnei, rabbi, shub, and lokesh, ba'omer, la maisa, bol, ofnei, rabbi, betina, kechusha, yamisiyah, from the tumor, amr, ani, ve'imi, nishbeinu, le'bein ha'akum, we were captured amongst goyim. Yotatsi, lishov, mayim, daite, alimi, lilkot, etim, daite, alimi, ve'isiyah, rabbi, al piblik, una, zok the Gemara, ishbiyo, ha'ikilu, it's a special kula, just like they were makel in Adis, isha, misha, meguna, they were makel by Yeshvuya. Cool. Rabbi Yisai, what does the Trumas HaDeshet and the Ra'ah extrapolate from this Gemara Baba Kama Kuf Yudalad Mabez, a very important Gemara that's relevant even outside of Chul and Sadi Zayinam and Aleph? When do you believe people Mesiach Lefitumo? Only by the Rabbonans. Rabbi Yisai, what's the Ra'ah's Kasha? How can we say it in our case? Aren't we dealing with Shilas of Chazer de Oraisa? We're dealing with Isser Vaheter over here. Isn't this potentially the orais? So Rabbi Isai, a simple answer to that question is what? I alluded to this in the first shiur that we learned.
Isser is Derais or Derabana.
Oh.
Well, Rashi's the one who said it's
Lechem or Shalom. Oh, Givaldik, Teek. Excellent.
He says it again.
When I was reading Rashi on the Mishnah, Rashi spoke about Nesinas Tam. And Rashi said, Shishim is what? Is Alocha L'mayishim Sinai. So we asked the Kasha, isn't Shitas Rashi on Tzarichas Amid Beis in Chulin, the famous Shita that holds Tam, the Isser Tam, if you have an Isser that falls in. And the Isser is not there anymore, Rabbi Yisai. But it's nice in Tam. The din of Tam Ki Iker, Rabbi Yisai, the Yisoid of everything we're learning this entire year, whether or not an Isser is nice in Tam. Tam ki Iker. Is that an Isser derabbanan or is that an Isser deraisa? Zok te helige trumas hadeshen, Rabbi Isai? That's the answer to our question. Since the issue of Tam ki Iker is only derabbanan, Marev Rabbi Isai, therefore Rashi is lishi. Tosso.
Says it again.
Rashi old Sadi Chesma Beis, Tom Kinker is only Durabonan. So Rashi can say that we rely on Messiah Lefitumo. Now it fits beautifully with the Gemara on Daf Kuf Yud Dalid in Baba Kama. Everyone with me? Very simple. That's still a kasha. I still never answered that. Yeah, some safer is going to work on that. We got to wait till we get to the sugya of Tom Kaker. Yeah, Rashi also happens to hold certain times that is deraisa according to some safer. I still didn't give you an answer to that question. But assuming Rashi is kipshuto, whatever, we're going to answer that question eventually. So assuming that, so then we just have an issue of nesinas tam. So why are we allowed to rely on a kvela, Rabbi Isai? According to Rashi, the fair shikmar bab kami, you're allowed to rely on mesiach lefitum by the rabbanons. Kibaldik, gishmak, gishmak. Not kishmak, because you just were miyashiv Rashi. Aber zoktata zoktashach and simin sariches. You got to see the stuff, Rabbi Isai. You saw it in the beginning of simin sariches. Ashas sugyo frektatas frektashach. That might be all good and nice in the world of who?
Rashi.
In the world of Rashi. Aber marana mechaber. Who's this far to you? No, Nathan. Marana Mechaber in Tzariches Sif Beis says, if I have an Isser that was Noisen Tam into my Taruvus and then it fell and I have no idea whether or not I had what? Shishim Zok Marana Mechaber Ata Tzarich Ma? Ma? Nathan, he said Slichus last night. Ata Tzarich Ma? Lachmir, Sofik, Shishim, Noisin Tam, Tam Ki Iker, Zeomer, Shazema. Guys, do you understand what I'm saying? Zeomer, Shazema, Sofik Doraise. So, how could what? How could anyone hold of a Kfela Mesiach Lefitumo, which is what the Mechaber says, if it's what in Sifbez, it's Doraise? Guess what Hezber is going to have to drop, Rabbi Isai? The Hezber that we just said, it's not going to fly in the world of Marana Mechabe, in the world of Slichus. Rabbi Isai, it's not going to work now, because we just caught ourselves into a corner, Frek the Taz and the Shach, a Moir de Gakash. Look the Taz. Look the Shach. Let's start with the Shach. Says the Shach, the Gemara of Akam is right. If you're relying on a goy or on a Mesiach Lefitumo, and it's really relying on a Mesiach Lefitumo wholeheartedly, that's a problem. In areas of Doraisa, I'm not going to be so willing to be makel and to be lenient. But the Shach says this situation is a little different. Anyone got a chance to see the Shach, Rabbi Isai? No, I'm ahead of you already. Zok the Shach, this situation is a little different. And Zok the Taz, this situation is a little different. Rabbi Isai, I don't really want to just spoon feed it to you. All you got is work on the Shach and the Tazes. So I think I'm going to end cheer, but turn off the reporters.